Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
In a few minutes, I've asked Maishi that I want to hear. He shared a beginning thought, a very good thought on Parents' Day with the Chevra. I do want to ask him to repeat it in a few minutes. I first felt, Avi, that I want to study. Tomorrow night, Rav Ezi yesterday gave us a gift. He shared the halachas, which is the achana for a chag, is to prepare the halachas. I'm starting myself. I've started to learn some svarim, to learn some of the inyanim of Chanukah that I want to keep preparing and see on Chanukah. I want to talk about our ikar mitzvah, just simple, just to remind the chevra of what the practical mitzvah that we have on this Chag of Chanukah, and to read the Gemara and talk about it a little briefly. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara in Shabbos Chafal from the Beis tells us, Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishu Beisai. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beisai. A Ner, one candle for a man and his family. One candle. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa, Ner Ishu Beisai. It happens to be a fascinating mitzvah that's tully in a bias. Tosfos says if a person's homeless, he has no mitzvah ner Chanukah. Very interesting. The mitzvah's ner ishu beisai. A man and his family light a ner. Tosfos says that if a person is homeless, Tosfos in Sukkot, if a person is homeless, then he doesn't light a ner Chanukah. It's a din in his bias. Ner ishu beisai. A man, one candle for a family. It's a din in his home, it's a din in having a bias, and the Yid lights a Ner Chanukah. The place to put it, we'll see, and the place to put it is on the Pesach to the Chatzar, to go to outside the door between him and the outside world, and you put it by that door to the outside world. That's where he puts the Ner Chanukah. Hamahadrin. Hamahadrin, which Rashi translates those that run after mitzvahs. You have the basic chiyuv is one candle. Every mishpacha lights a candle. Hamahadrin, which Rashi translates hamahader achar mitzvahs. Somebody who runs after mitzvahs. There's like so interesting that there's the mitzvah and there's a better way of doing the mitzvah. Now, all of us are used to, on every mitzvah, there's something called what? Hiddur mitzvah. Where is Hiddur mitzvah learned from, Yisrael? Zeh keli v'anveyu. The pasuk says, Zeh keli, we saw Hashem, v'anveyu. In anveyu is milashen, na esna lefana b'mitzvah, two mitzvahs beautifully. Is a mitzvah the rice of Hiddur mitzvah? Zeh keli, klal Yisrael saw Hashem, v'anveyu. Anveyu means one of the pshatim. Chazal say in Anveyu is Milashin Na, Hisna Lufana B'mitzvahs. Do mitzvahs beautifully. It's a very interesting response. We experienced Hashem. We saw Hashem. And in seeing Hashem, we said, Zekeli, Hashem. Zekeli, my God. Anveyu Hiddur Mitzvah. It's a very interesting response. Chazal really say there were three responses to seeing Zekeli, to seeing Hashem. The word is Vanveyu, Unklus, who's a Tana. Unklus says Anveyu means let's build a Beis HaMikdash. Miloshin Nove. Nove means an abode. Anveyu, let's build a Beis HaMikdash. That response is the easiest to me. The response to experiencing Hashem. Klal Yisrael, the biggest revelation in our history, Gersh, we experienced God. Zekeli, Hashem. We said, whoa, did it feel good? Let's build a Beis HaMikdash, let's keep him here. If you have an experience with someone, you like it. Yisrael came to visit the yeshiva, and I really liked him. I begged him to stay in Baruch Hashem, he stayed. I thought it would be good, and it's been a little better than I thought even. So that makes sense. You experience something, it's geschmack. Say, I want more of this. That makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Zeh keli. Hashem, I experience Hashem. I like what I feel. I like what I experience. Anveyu, let's build a base of Hashem. Could you stay here? So that response, Yisrael, was very organic, natural, makes a lot of sense to me. The experience must have been wonderful, and they asked Hashem to dwell in our midst. The second pshat in Anveyu was Anivahu, to be like Hashem. Wow, I want to copy you. God, wow, I want to copy you. Now, at a simple level, that means to have good midas. Mahu rach, mafat rach, it means we committed to have good midas, to be caring about others. Mahu rach, mafat rach, mahu chan, mafat chanan. We committed. All of Klai Yisrael were mechaven to the same reaction. It's not like I heard you, so I said it. Well, it says we all said it at the same time. So it wasn't like inspired by him and then we copied. We all thought of the same thing. Now, Anveyu meaning Unklis, Milosh, and Nave live amongst us. That's a natural response to experiencing God. Live amongst us. Don't leave me. To imitate Hashem, to be kind like Him, you could say simply that you see somebody amazing, like, well, I'm doing that. I'm doing that. I think that when people are validated, they become kind. That's what I think happens. I think the source of all not kindness is people's own issues. When people are validated and feel good, the natural thing is to accept and love another person. What's that called? Apaisel b'mumah apaisel. What gets in the way of appreciating another and celebrating another is our own deficiencies. I think Zekeli's Hashem validated us so. Zekeli, my God. We didn't say God when we saw Hashem. We said, my God. We saw it's personal. It's my own Hashem. My God. And certainly, my God, it's my own validation. Hashem's into me. Seeing Hashem, we also saw that we're Shayach Hashem. Because it doesn't say Zelikenu, our God. It says Zekeli, my God. Oh, he's into me. My God. That's what we saw. I can't even pick, I don't know what it looked like. We saw Hashem and our response was, my God. Zekeli, my God. We had some sense. He's shayach to me, I'm shayach to him, my God. And the natural response, I'm going to be nice to everybody forever. I'm going to be a rachum and a chanan. That brings out our own neshama. I think seeing the connection to Hashem, my God, means I'm shayach to him and he's shayach to me, means I could be like him. It brought something, it was a validation that brought out something deep out of us. A sense of Hashem, I'm going to be like you. Ma'at racham, ma'fa ani racham, I'm going to be like you. That's anivahu, zekeli, ba'anvehu, anivahu. So the response is to be like Hashem. The third response, Yisrael, to experiencing Hashem was doing mitzvahs beautifully. Very interesting. Hiddur mitzvah, to do mitzvahs beautifully, is a prat in a mitzvah. It's one halach in a mitzvah. To do mitzvahs beautifully, it's a mitzvah daraisa. To do mitzvahs beautifully is a mitzvah daraisa. Zeh keli manveh, do mitzvahs beautifully. Why that's a response to seeing Hashem? See, if it would say, I'll do mitzvahs, I would hear. Mitzvahs are our way of connecting Hashem. The words of Messiah Sisharim is Hein Hein HaMitzvahs. The mitzvahs are the way to connect Hashem. So we saw Hashem, we said, I want to do your mitzvahs. It's interesting we said Hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur. I'm gonna do it beautifully. I always wonder that Hiddur mitzvah is your own flair for the mitzvah, your own personal attachment. I'm not just doing it getting by, I'm gonna be so into mitzvahs. I want you, Hashem. So Hiddur is your own flair, your own personalization in the mitzvah. There's the mitzvah and your own style. I love bringing my kids to choose their esrog and luluv. And they ask me, what's beautiful? I always make them choose. I mean, you pick. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. It's your mitzvah. You're different kids. One of your kids, Chaim Zev, is going to look for a huge one. It's a certain type. Another one looks for very small and sweet and edel. Different type of esrogim. What's beautiful, each one of your children. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. It's subjective. It's not objective. There's probably some objective beauty, but most of it's subjective. Beautiful is what the person seeing feels. And Hiddur mitzvah is your own style and flair and own input in the mitzvah. So Zach Cayley, it's my God. I want my own personal connection to Hashem. I'm going to do mitzvahs, but I'm going to do it with my own style, my own flair. Man, men love their sukkahs. Each guy has like his own sukkah he builds with his own. Men love a real man, lahavdil, but a man shows off his barbecuing and his sukkah. Every man loves his sukkah. He loves his grilling and he loves his sukkah, lahavdil. Shouldn't say lahavdil because the grilling is only to take care of his mishpacha and guests. And the sukkah, every man builds a sukkah. But the bottom line is hiddur mitzvah perhaps is your own flair, your own personal connection to the mitzvah. Interesting that Ner Chanukah, when we speak about Mahadrin, are we talking, Avul, about the normal din hiddur mitzvah? Gemara says the mitzvah is one candle. Ha Mahadrin, but hiddur mitzvah, is that the normal hiddur mitzvah? Well, this is something unique. We always have hiddur mitzvah. Is this the normal hiddur mitzvah? When it speaks about Mahadrin, do more. Is this the it has a simple question. Is this the normal Zekeli Vanveyu? There's always Zekeli Vanveyu. Do mitzvahs beautifully. The first question, halachic, practical. Is this the normal Daraisa? My raya that it's not, when I think about it, is why does it say Vah Mahadrin? As if it's optional to chiyuv to be the hiddur mitzvah. It's not an option. Hiddur mitzvah is a chiyuv to have your own flair and beauty. It's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. So how could I say v'amahadrin as if like it's a brand of Yiddishkeit? It's like a style. It's chiyuv. It sounds like it's not the normal din hiddur mitzvah. Could somebody tell me why this isn't the normal hiddur?
Normal hiddur, I feel like you take the actual thing.
Beautiful. 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 I saw the other days a Nairadik of London. He was arguing with Ezi Darcha Shulchan held like Morty. He's a very big, I've seen it a number of times in learning. Tremendous London, Morty Samwitz. And he's available for Shidduchim Chevron. A big London. A big London. Yeah. Matches his Midas Taivis, the Londoners. Maritcha says Geschmack, there's not Hiddur Mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Have beautiful. Hiddur mitzvah be making kiddush al hayayin to buy a good bottle of wine. The chevret you throw when you're making kiddush for your mishpach one day, I demand, the Torah demands, forget, I don't demand that. You have to have a nice bottle of wine, I expect. Beautiful bottle of wine. Maishi make kiddush one day? You're allergic like me, shucks. I always feel bad. I tell my kids, I make kiddush on grape juice. I'm allergic to yayin. It's not the right way. Chaim Zev in your home when they make kiddush, you buy a nice, you look around for a good bottle, that's hiddur mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, kiddush al hayayin. Rabbi Brownstein buys, Avada, my father would buy a nice bottle of wine, of course, hiddur mitzvah. Just do a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Kiddush al hayayin. You have a beautiful bottle of wine, a good expensive bottle, you don't go cheap. So Maritcha says, hiddur mitzvahs, tell me what the chefsa shel mitzvah, the item of the mitzvah, and beautify it. Says, Morty, more candles, that hiddur mitzvah. The mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah, if you have a nice ner, the ner itself, do it the best way. Don't light candles, chever. It's much cooler oil. So then you find the best light. I've tried all different things. I have my opinion, you'll have yours, but have an opinion. I have the best fire. I use olive oil. I use floating wicks. Other people stand it up. I tried different tricks. I never had atzlacha. Hiddur mitzvah, certain is the candle to do beautiful. To add more, there's no hiddur mitzvah to have another cup of yayin. There's no shaychus. The cup of yayin, it should be nice. It should be beautiful. It's snow lefan of a mitzvah. Talis, yafa, a nice talis. It should be a beautiful talis. Us chassidim, you put on nice silver atara gishmak. Should be a snarl, should be beautiful. Don't just get by. A talus, no, a beautiful talus. It's a chiddush nifla. This is, I'm losing track of the sugyas, but it's a chiddush nifla that talus, no, a nice talus is called hiddur mitzvah. Because pashtus, the talus is not the mitzvah. The talus is the garment and the mitzvah is the tzitzis. You should have nice. You know the good yeshiva guy who has thick strings like a schmuck? That's like a hiddur mitzvah. The strings should be thick and beautiful and nice. I like that we made it ourselves in yeshiva. Hiddur mitzvah. The talus is the garment, is pashas, not the mitzvah. L'maisa, the Gemara says talus yafa. A nice talus when it says hider mitzvah. It's a chiddush. And we have us chiddush yidden, we are at Torahs. Hider is not l'fanish, we're beautiful. One day after you ask, you're going to become a chas and ask the wife for a good crown, the mitzvah should be beautiful. The person should be geschmack. The Chabad like it a lot. Some people at first, when you get in that Torah, it's not, it like dominates the head, you feel your head. Chabad like it for that. That it reminds a person of their Rosh. You feel it a lot on your head. It's actually a schmack. It brings you back here. It's good to feel your head. When a Yid washes in the shower, he washes his head first. The Rosh. A Yid takes a shower, he washes his head first for anything. Yid washes his head, a Yid stinks. So Chabad Chassidim, us Chabad Chassidim, like a Torah on the talus, it brings, it's a little heavy, and it brings people to the Rosh. It's a good desire. The Kitzur Advarim is, so Morty says it's not Hidur Mitzvah. What, reason number one, Morty says, is because it's not beautifying the Mitzvah, it's adding on to the Mitzvah. There's not the normal Hidur Mitzvah. A second reason it's not the normal Hidur Mitzvah is the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Tes says Hidur Mitzvah is ad shlish b'mitzvah. It's only a third more than the Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah, you only mechoyev up to a third. So it, let's say the cheapest esrig in the world to be kosher is $45. Hidur Mitzvah be spend $50. 15 more dollars, a third of the Mitzvah more. So the cheapest esrog is $45, $50. You're mechoyev. More than that, you're not mechoyev. Here, the second you add a second candle, you've doubled. So you wouldn't even be mechoyev in Hidur Mitzvah. So we have two svaras that this is not the normal Hidur Mitzvah. So it's a unique Hidur Mitzvah. It's a unique type of, it's a Hidur, it's an extra, it's a beautifying the Mitzvah. It's interesting that Rashi, when it says I'm a Hadrin, Rashi could have called Mahadr Meloshin Hidur, like beautifying. Rashi says I'm a Hadr Achar Mitzvahs. Somebody who chases mitzvahs, he doesn't even learn it's the normal Hidur Mitzvah, beautifying a mitzvah. It's one who chases mitzvahs. So it's a different thing than the normal Zekei Liban Veyu. What were you saying, Yosef?
I'm saying, isn't Hidur subjective? Like here we're telling you what to do for the...
Nice tiny, Yosef. Yosef says a third... I like that suspicion. Yosef says, what's it telling me? How to be Mahadr? Like it never tells you by Nesterg. Had to do Hidr. If this was the normal Hidr, I'll figure out how I like it beautiful. For that, automatically, that they're telling me what the beauty says to me, this is not normal Hidr Mitzvah. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. It's like, I like in learning, feel things, sense. All over Shas, I learn all mitzvahs. They're like telling me how to do it beautiful, I'll figure it out. Here it's like telling me, it's sent. I sense, says Yosef, it's not the typical Hidr Mitzvah. I happen to hear the third reason. So was it telling me how to do it? I'll figure out how to do it beautiful. I'll figure out how to get a geschmack. You're telling me what the Hidur is? It already suggests that it's not the typical Hidur Mitzvah. So in all probability, we have three good rayas, and most learn this is not typical Zekei Livan Veyu. Now, is it a unique form of Zekei Livan Veyu? Could be. Rashi doesn't even learn Vamahadrin is Meloshin Hidur. He doesn't learn it's Meloshin beautifying. He says those that are chasing mitzvahs. So it's like it's just a new level of the mitzvah, better level of the mitzvah. You have the mitzvah, and you have a better level, a unique thing, a better level. It certainly perks us all up. Why by Ner Chanukah, like the grades of the mitzvah? Mahadrin, if you're really into mitzvahs, very interesting that by Chanukah, there's a mitzvah. And whether it's based on Hidur Mitzvah, just unique Hidur Mitzvah, it's more than a third. It's not the thing itself. It's one that's specifically recommended. Or whether it's not Hidur Mitzvah at all, it's this new thing, like if you're really into mitzvahs, I'll give you even a better way to do it. It's very, very striking that Chanukah has this, and one has to think about this. Why does it exist by Chanukah? It needed that long introduction just to express that it's not typical Hidur Mitzvah. And we have reasons we're saying that it's not typical Hidur Mitzvah. So Mahadna Mitzvah was one candle. HaMahadrin Aaron, those that either do a unique hiddur mitzvah, well, like Rashi says, if you're really into mitzvahs, if you run after mitzvahs, I'll give you a better upgrade. Ner l'chol echad v'echad, a candle for everybody in the family. Now the Rambam, when he brings ner l'chol echad v'echad as the upgrade, doesn't say that everybody in the family lights one. The Rambam says that one person lights a candle for everybody in his family. That's ner l'chol echad v'echad. Everybody lights a candle means if there are 8 kids in the family, so, and the father and mother, let's say, there's ner l'chol echad, let's say father and mother are one, ishtai kegufay, so that family night one will light 9 candles for dad and mom, and for the 8 children. Ner l'chol echad v'echad, a candle for everybody in the family. Now, doesn't mean 9 people light a candle according to the Rambam. It means one person will light 9 candles. You could, and some Rishonim say, ner l'kol echad v'echad, is each person lights a candle.
I mean, the father would light 9 candles.
The Rambam says that, yes.
Why? Why can't each kid just write?
They don't have to, because the Ikar Mitzvah is one. HaMahadrin, if they're Mahad, they're ner l'kol echad v'echad. Light one for everybody in the family. Who lights it? The Rambam learns. The father, that's the Lashon HaGemara's mashma. Some Rishonim learn like Avi, and I want to talk about this. That every kid lights one. We're going to talk about that in 1 minute. I want to talk about that in Yisrael in 1 minute. So the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the Tata light, is one candle for the whole Mishpacha. Mahadrin, a little better, is ner l'chol echad v'echad, a ner for everybody. We have 2 ways of reading that. We have the Rambam's viewpoint that one person lights a candle for everybody. We have Avi Beitler and many Rishonim, Tais amongst them, that every person lights one. Mahadrin mina mahadrin, the best of the best, the ones who run from the runners, mamish grade A++ of the mitzvah mahadrin mina mahadrin, Mahadrin mina mahadrin is 1 the first night, 2 the second night, 3, 4, 5 is move up. Now all of us are aware of a huge machlokes for Rishonim. We have the mitzvah, 1. Hatzlach avi, hatzlach avi. We have the mitzvah is 1. We have mahadrin, a little better is everybody lights 1. And the best of the best, says Beis Hillel, is 1 the first night, 2 the second, 3 the third. And the machlokes Rishonim that exists here is mahadrin and amahadrin do mahadrin plus, or it's instead of mahadrin. The mitzvah was 1 candle. Better yet is everybody light 1 candle. Better yet is 1 the first night, 2 the second, 3 the third. Does mahadrin and amahadrin also do mahadrin? That's a machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos says, Yisroel, that mahadrin and a mahadrin does not do mahadrin, because the point is to see what night is. So who cares how many kids in the home? Night number 1, 1. Night number 2, 2. 3, 4. And don't do mahadrin. That's Tosfos Shita. The Rambam says do both. Go up 1, but everybody in the family up 1. So if there are 2 people, night number 1 is 2, night number 2 is 4, everybody goes up 1. What do Ashkenazim do, Yisroel? Everybody lights and everybody goes up 1, like Tosfos, like the Rambam. What does Svardim do, like Tosfos? The Taz points out, it's very different. Normally Ashkenazic Jewry follows Tosfos, who's one of the Ashkenazim, and Svardim follow the Rambam, who was from Sfard. And this is an interesting that it goes the other way. Ashkenazim follow the Rambam that everybody adds more. Sfard and follow places. Nonetheless, let's get what we do. Mahadrin and Mahadrin is what? That every single we do Mahadrin, everybody lights and everybody adds. I have a question to the Chevra. You're all going to go tomorrow, we're going to be home over Shabbos. So Thursday night, Friday before Shabbos Kodesh, and you're going to light the menorah. Aaron, how many people light in the family? How many? Are you going to make a bracha on Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah? I have a question. Are you allowed to make a bracha on Mahadrin? The mitzvah is to light one. Are you allowed to make a bracha on the Hiddur mitzvah? The Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo writes that one cannot make a bracha on the Hiddur mitzvah. You can't make a bracha on the Hiddur. The bracha is only on the mitzvah alone. I'll give you a case. A guy makes a bracha on the mitzvah and forgot the night number three he lights one candle. Then a couple of hours later, he's like, hey, I didn't light two more. I didn't light three. So he adds two. Does he make a bracha on the Hiddur mitzvah? Says the Beis Yosef, ein levarach al Hiddur mitzvah. You can't make a bracha on the mitzvah. So I have a kasha. How are you going to make a bracha? The mitzvah was only one candle. The whole family was yaitza. How are you going to make a bracha? Rekhi Veger asked this kasha. Chaim Zev, you know that? The fact it's hiddur mitzvah to add, not, and it's hiddur mitzvah for everybody to light. But the Beis Yosef says you're not allowed to make a bracha on hiddur mitzvah. So how's the whole family going to make a bracha? Maishi, what's the pshat? Do you remember, Maishi? How does the whole family make a bracha on Ner Chanukah? We were yaitzeh ready.
So if you weren't yaitzeh,
you were yaitzeh. The mitzvah is Nereshubeseh, one candle. The whole family is Yaitzeh, according to the letter of the law. Mahadrin, do more. But you were Yaitzeh ready. So Kiveger says that you have in mind not to be Yaitzeh. Once I'm lighting, I might as well not be Yaitzeh with him. Ein Echanami, I was Yaitzeh. But I have Das. You didn't even know what you're thinking. But I'm going to tell you what you're thinking. You have in mind, says Kivega, not to be Yaitzeh. Makes sense. By the way, it would come out, according to Kivega, if a guy says, I light with my father, like I'm going to keep that, I'm going to go, well, Allah, he's allowed. Then he decides to light after he wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha. The bracha's only because you have in mind not to be Yaitzeh. That's weird. You didn't have to have in mind not to be Yaitzeh. But I guess once you're lighting, I want to do the chiyuv myself. So I have lehed yadas not to be yaitzeh.
On the father or the kid?
So either one. Maishi says, either the father has in mind not to be yaitzeh, and he has in mind not to be yaitzeh. Either way, you're not yaitzeh.
You don't
what?
You don't actually think that's
stam. It's called stam das.
Is this a ner issue based on it's a ner issue based on
it, no matter what. Right. So Maritcha, brilliant. He's such a lamdan. Maritcha says, what does it mean? The mitzvah's the bias to have a candle. What do you mean you didn't have in mind to be yaitzeh? Your bias has one. The bias has. But everybody in the bias has nachrayas that the bias should have one. Maritcha l'chayre, the pshat is, everybody in the bias, the house is not Jewish. Houses aren't religious or not, they're just houses. Houses are not. So the chiyuv's on the bnei bayis to have a ner in the bayis. If you had in mind not to be yaitzeh, so you don't have a ner in the bayis. So you have in mind not to be yaitzeh, and that's what the Kiveger says. I'm so confused, Chaim Zev. Who's the Mahadrin is so interesting, and that's another reason I don't think this is typical hiddur mitzvah. Who did the hiddur? Me and my father, the guy and his father both lit. The guy and his tata, me and Maish, both light. So who did hiddur mitzvah? Night number one. I light one, he lights one. So who did hiddur? He wasn't yaitz to me, he had a light. I had a light. So who did the hiddur mitzvah? We just did our chiyuv. But the hiddur was, don't be mitzvah, so it can't be regular hiddur mitzvah. Do mitzvahs beautifully. Nobody did hiddur. We each did our chiyuv. Somehow, like if you want to do mitzvahs in the optimal way, it's a different type of hiddur. Don't be yaitz with the other and each light. And now you have two neiris, each lit one. This new mahadarach our mitzvahs. We can each make a bracha, even though you don't make a bracha typically on hiddur mitzvah, but I have in mind not to be yaitzah. By me having matzvah and doing one, you having matzvah, I said that this is the better way of performing the mitzvah. It's mahadracha mitzvah. It's a better way of performing the mitzvah. Is each of us light one lemaisa the beis yosef? It's a machlokes achrayim. That's that famous Rekhi Veger. We learned together, Maish. Maybe we'll learn. I might learn it with the chevra also. L'maisa, we make a bracha. Everybody in the family, you have in mind not to be yaitza. And then you do mahadrin. You do mahadrin. My father was very makbid. The family should light together. It's a very good question. Do you have mahadrin if you light at different times? The mahadrin is ner l'kol echad v'echad. It's a very good shayla. My father was very makbid. The mishpacha light together and used to insist, I have to learn the sugya better. Could you have mahajid if you light at different times? People have chumras. So you have a youngster who's all zealous and he wants to get the best time. Zrizim akdim l'mitzah, good zach to get the best time. My father was very strict. The mishpacha should light together. He held ner l'chol echad v'echad. Is that, did he hold it's likuva ner l'chol echad? It's not likuva, but he wanted it tzazam. What? Yeah. He wanted it tzazam, and he held it should be together. Ner l'kol echad v'echad. It's the ganze mishpacha. For everybody in the mishpacha, they're all lighting tzazam, and he held that way and wanted it.
Don't say like everyone should light. Just like one or two other people light, then it's also not ner l'kol echad. If everyone's lighting, so everyone should light.
That's so interesting. But he didn't like if only some are lighting.
Because they're too little. There's if everyone's lighting, so everyone lights.
Ner l'kol echad v'echad. This is. There's a ner l'chol echad. That's so interesting. That's an interesting shayla. Let's say there are five kids in the family and two say they don't want a light. Is there a mahadrin that you three lit? It's ner l'chol echad echad. Yeah, they ain't the lights. Two of them are not. We're not lighting. We don't like this. They're not in the mood. That's interesting. There's still a hiddur? No, before it, whoever could. No. Ner l'chol echad, the hiddur is that yadei in the lights. And ner l'chol echad v'echad. It's like, the menorah for each one. I like that. Interesting. Very interesting, Aaron. What do you think, Chaim Zev, that Hanukkah has this unique, call it unique hiddur mitzvah, which is, we've explained in different ways why it's not similar to regular hiddur. It's more than a third. It's double and triple. We explain that, like Mardcha says, it's not the dover itself. It's something minatzad. It's like Yosef said. It was told what to do. It didn't give us just the option of how you like to look beautiful. Why do you think Ner Chanukah has a unique hiddur mitzvah, unique mahadrin, a unique focus on do it your way in your beautiful way? To me, it's like Pashat, that at the time we said Zekeli, we saw Hashem, we saw a Shaychus to Hashem, Hiddur Mitzvah, I'm going to have my own flair, my own style, my own Haysafa in the Mitzvah, my own beautiful attachment to the Mitzvah. It's Pashat to me that by the Yevanim, that desire is Lashkichim Tarasecha, Lavir Michukutzenecha. They want us to forget Torah, remove us from mitzvahs. They want to deny the world. By the Yevanim, the world is just a place for itself. It's not about the deeper aspects of the world. We have a line, Ein Mazel Yisrael, things in the world are meant for deeper, are meant for more. Can I tell the guys a story that's meaningful to me? Akiva, I need you to hear this story. It's meaningful. Avi, I want you to hear this story. It's a very meaningful story to me. Very. This past summer in Sulam, so we brought a big tzaddik, my children's Rebbe, and my Rebbe came to camp. And there were a lot of fancy stuff, and I'm not such a fancy guy. So I started like apologizing to the Rebbe that it's so fancy. There was like a coffee stand, like things were like so fancy. Like there was, I think maybe it was even an Erev Shabbos, like the station for Tayameh. It was like, whoa. So I started like apologizing to him, like so fancy. But in complete sincerity, he told me it's not how I see things. He said, fancy. I see that there's a Yid who cares about the guys here. I see love. I see there's kids caring about Shabbos Kodesh. They're preparing for Shabbos, drinking coffee is incentive to go to encouraging going to tefillah and to davening. I don't see things. I see what the point of the thing is. But in Aaron's real, I was like caught up in the thing. He saw deeper than the thing. The thing? I'm looking at the stand. He saw deeper than the thing. But I saw this. It was a beautiful story. Yidden don't get caught up in things. There's something deeper than the thing. There's a purpose. There's something deeper than the thing. This is exactly Yavan and the Yid. Yavan likes the world, so do we. We're such a weird people. There are people that negate this world. I have a very famous relative. He's my grandmother's cousin. I don't want to rip him. He's a yidach yid. He should be an olam haba and get schar for the good things he did, and have a kapara for all the mistakes he made. He was a human being. I don't want to speak this way bad about it. But he said a good zach. Maybe it'll be a schus for him. So cousin, his name was Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger was my grandmother's cousin. He's a yid. He was the third most powerful person in the 70s in the United States. He was the Secretary General of the country. He was, what's that called? What is the job? Secretary of State. There's a guy today, Blinken, is the Secretary of State. He was the Secretary of State. Probably is the third most. He's either the second or third most powerful person in the country. The president's the most powerful. Vice president, I can't figure out what power vice is. Either vice is second and secretary of state's third, or secretary of state's second. I can't figure out a vice president is just a formality and you have no power. I don't know what the vice president is or isn't. I haven't figured that out. I know if it's stalemated in the Senate, it doesn't happen. I just don't know what the vice president exactly. But secretary of state. So Henry Kissinger was the Secretary of State of America, but Nixon was president. So he said a line about Yidden, from Yidden. He said the East thinks about the next world, the West thinks about this world, and the religious Jew thinks about this world and the next world. He said such a zug. Good zug. Yefes, and Greek culture, this world, celebrate the body and physicality. We agree. The body is beautiful. Physical is important. But we see its usage. We see what it could be, where you could get from it. We also like nice coffee stations. I'm growing. I like nicer coffee stations now. I struggle sometimes. And when I get embarrassed, is the Yefes side. Is the side that's not developed yet. This yid said a coffee station. I see a yid who's trying to who's pouring love on another yid. I see deeper. So you apologize that a yid cares a lot about people. It's literally, Maish, I told you, it's like a beautiful. But it wasn't like he wasn't kidding. It was like, not just not kidding. It's like he's a serious person. It was like beautiful view of things. Mitzvahs, which in this world were shaykh to connect to Hashem, and specific a running after mitzvahs and doing, if it's a unique type of hiddur mitzvah, a stronger type of hiddur mitzvah, a unique connection to mitzvahs, a unique my own personal way of, especially that one of the hiddurim is ner l'cholecha v'echad yede'ena lights his own. My own connection, my own. Going up and doing it in a nicer way, show what night it is. But you're not mechuyev, and it wouldn't even fit on the normal parameters of hiddur mitzvah. But more hiddur, more beauty. A better way of connecting, of doing, that the things of this world were capable of connecting more and deeper. It's interesting, right? Sonnenschein Shlita, my friend, right? Sonnenschein Shlita pointed out, at a Suda last night, he said that on Chanukah, the Paiskim, the Ramah brings, that the Suda is a Rishus. But if you sing by the Suda, it becomes a Suda's mitzvah. I always like in the dining room here, we have a Hanukkah meal. Sing a Geshmaka song. It's dark outside, but it's Neder Salolu Koydeshem. Sing Toiv Lohoydes Lashem. Sing songs Geshmaka Negunim of Aydot Hashem. Becomes a Suas Mitzvah. He said, well, my high Hanukkah, you have a Sudas Rishos, and you can turn it into a Suas Mitzvah. But he said the very essence of the day is the Yavanim that see a physical world as that's the end for itself. And we see something that connects deeper and more. Take a physical, take a Sudas Rishos and turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah. Something more, something deeper. Take a coffee station and see Chesed out of it. Take a stand, a delightful stand of cut meat and see a chasna, see a preparation for Shabbos. Turn it into something more. So, Maish is Shayach, you'll share with the Chevra. I liked a lot what you said. Come forward, Maish. Do you mind?
Try.
Yes, try again.
Work the first.
I asked Maish, he shared on Parents' Day, but there were nerves in the room. I asked Maish to give over again. Not again, you never say it. He gave once, but I asked him to share on Yanei Chanukah for a few minutes with the Chevra. So let's listen, Yisrael.
Shkoyach. It's way easier to say it here, by the way, so hopefully it'll come out better this time. The morale asks that, we'll start from this direction, the morale asks that Olam Haba is obviously a big part of like everything we're doing in the next world, and the whole Torah doesn't mention it once. It's an interesting thing that like the big part of everything we're doing, the entire Merama and Remezim, but it doesn't mention it once. So he explains that Nevuah, there's two kinds of understandings of things. There's understanding of, you can understand something in a chassanistic way, where you could like handle, you're not really living it. And there's an understanding that's called the panemius understanding, where it's not a sickly, it's not a brain understanding, it's a real understanding that you need a, you need to actually live and like you need to have experienced it to understand it. Because anything in the Torah is through Nevuah, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Anything through Nevuah has to be something you really lived and understand that's capable of, you're capable of really, really of experiencing. So anything in the Torah is something that human being is capable of really living. So the Torah, he explains, the Torah can't talk about Elam Haba because it's not something we could really, really experience in this world to a full degree. We could, in the Gemara, where we're allowed to use our brain and we're allowed to handle, like, philosophy, I guess the word would be, we could talk about Elam Haba, but in the Torah, which is just very cool, that anything in the Torah is something that we could experience and live and not just, like, philosophize about. It's something that we could live and understand and experience, which is a cool thing by itself. The Michmaio talks a lot about that the Greeks are very into their brain understanding. Just they don't, because handle why, it's interesting why, they don't like the whole panemius understanding. They're very into their brain understanding things. They could philosophize things, all the Greek philosophers, where they all started, and they're very into understanding things in a scientific way. They can't understand, we can handle why, they can't understand experiencing things and like really living things. We can handle why, I have a few guesses I guess I could give. Just simply, I guess, one guess, it's very hard. It's hard to live. It's very easy to live under control of your brain. You have a lot of control in your brain. You could decide things. You could fit things in. You don't have as much control with what comes up when you're not living with control of your brain. You're letting things flow. One, two, if you don't believe you have a neshama, then all the philosophers call themselves animals. They didn't believe they have anything there. So the only way, which is cool, you see in like present day now, that like what's very respected, which is like interesting, is academia. It's like what the world respects. Like what's like a chashuv person, someone who's studied. And like you have 4 PhDs in how, who knows what. Like who cares? Like why does that make you a chashuv person? And it seems like this thing that they respect. The only way to, I don't know what the word is, to get like above this animalistic part of you being a human is like your brain and like understanding things. Yeah, it's interesting. It could be that's that point a little bit. I don't know. Like while you were speaking, that point of you Jews having both. It's like the Asian, the Western people like not. Yeah, I don't know. It could be that's that a little. They don't only have Olam Haza. Like I don't know if that could relate to that. Um, It's interesting in this parsha. I don't know this parsha shop. I think this might be a little true. In this parsha, it says that in Vayeshev, this past parsha, it says that Yosef keeps getting challenged by Eishes Potiphar, and then he says Vayimayin, he refuses it, and then afterwards it explains two reasons why he didn't do it. First reason being that that your husband trusted me. He trusted me. I'm not going to mess up with that. Two, I'm not going to do an avera. I'm not sitting in front of Hashem. But it's interesting that usually when you give a reason, if someone asks someone to drive somewhere, you don't say no. Why don't I want to drive? Because I'm tired now. It's no, I'm tired, so no. It's the opposite, it's the wrong way. You don't refuse and explain, then think about why not. And it's the wrong way. It's Vayimayin, he refuses. It's a stop. Vayimayin, the truck stops. It's over. That was it. Why does he refuse? Two reasons you can handle. But why, you don't refuse before you give the reason. It was its own parsha. The trap, it stops. It's its own parsha. Vayimayin, he refuses. Brilliant. Then he handles why. Brilliant.
He should say, first of all, she asked to an Avera. He should say, first of all, your husband trusted me. I don't want to betray his trust and be with you. Second of all, God doesn't let me, so no. That's not what it says. He says no. Then he gives the reasons.
Yeah, it's just back. Like, it's interesting. So, I once asked our guys to answer this. I once asked our guys that we're this whole sugya before of the head and the body of like these two different things going on of like the seichel, but also like what's actually going on in there. And he said there's two kinds of leader. And as my father said before, the head's on the top. So there is, the head's meant to be in charge, but then the Greeks believe that the head was in charge and ignore this. Like, I was asking him how that works. And he explained that, he said there's two kinds of leaders. There's a leader that, and this is very, very cool, there's a leader that's a dictator that controls and ignores everything else. There's a leader that is taking everything that is being said. America's meant to be like this, where the leader just meant to be the opinions of everything, of everyone. There's no inherent, there's no decision making of the leader, just taking everything into consideration and using it. He said that what we believe the head being the leader means is taking everything that's happening, and it's a lot going on, and then you could use that to come out to like conclusion of something. But the ikker is what's going on here. And he says, Vayimayin is, this is not who I am. It's not happening. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm not handling it yet. No, this is not who I am. Fuse, this is not, like, I have an ashama. No. It's cool. It's not who I am. So why is that now? Well, I can handle it now. And then you should come out to conclusions with that, based on that. And you can come out with two reasons why I don't want to. Geschmack. And philosophy is great. Thinking about things is unbelievable. But it's just, it's coming from all this. He's, no, this is not who I am. I'm not doing this, Avera. Cool, I can philosophize all day now why I didn't want to do it. You have two good reasons, geschmack. You can handle those reasons, they're great. The answer is no. That's the reason. The reason and it's not the reason to the answer. The answer and reason were no, because no. And now, cool, we'll talk about it now. Why not? Is that kind of BMS, by the way?
Amazing. It's your own shot. Stark.
Back to the Greeks, they're scared to use their, I think, right, what I was saying yesterday was I was explaining to about our yeshiva a little bit, that to open this up is not a simple, like, it's very, when someone's in any duress, if anyone's in like trauma mode or anyone's like that in a scary situation, what happens is you shut down everything and you use your head to stay safe, look, scan. That's like the picture of an animal in danger, scanning, looking, like. There's a whole
younger guys in yeshiva. I just described to somebody the darting eyes. You see a certain guy, he's just here, like completely devoid of the experience. The darting eyes of just the mind working, seeing the effect. And you see devoid of the body, the experience. Everything Maishi is describing, the early Hasidim spoke tremendously about the human experience. They would tell people, experience Shabbos. Just experience it. Don't be quiet. Experience. They would talk a lot about experience. Rev Aryeh Kaplan writes about this and describes the early Chassidim of experiencing. Tamu ru'u ki tov Hashem. Experience. Taste and feel and experience.
Yeah, it's a big sugya. Obviously, I feel like we could keep handling it forever. It's a big sugya. But yeah, that's like the sugya, I think, of learning how there's, and it's cool what my father was saying, that we're not into, probably going back to that story, the Asians probably shut off their brain too much. There's some sugya, the brain's on top. There's a big sugya of experiencing while using our brain understanding. There's so many people who you can see like handling their problems. They're not experiencing them. They're handling it. Like, it's so easy to do that. A big problem, it's very, they call like a wall of words, right? When someone likes handling intellectually their sugya, it's very, and you feel, and it feels good. You're talking about the right things. And it is what, like, you're not experiencing it and living it. And anything in the Torah is something that we're meant to be. It can't talk about something we can't experience. If it's in the Torah, it's something we're meant to be experiencing and living and like, and yeah. So
thank you.
Square.
Amazing.
It's just funny, Tati. It's like talking about the whole speech. The whole thing, a speech. When you're nervous, you can't flow. Like it rides the whole speech. You're nervous. Like, what do I say? What do I say next? Yeah. One-on-one conversation.
Feel the experience. I've said this chiddush before. Can I say a new chiddush? I said this before. I'm going to say it in a certain way. It might be a chiddush for the chaver. Even the way I'm going to relate to it now might be a new chiddush for me, for you. Chaim Zev, it speaks about b'nei Matisyo ben Yochanan and Kohen Gadol. In the days of Matisyo, the son of Yochanan and Kohen Gadol. Interesting, the Gemara teaches us about a Yid Yochanan Kohen Gadol. The Sif Seichayim assumes it's the same one. Does anybody know who Yochanan Kohen Gadol was? What a Chazal tell us about a Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Does anybody know? Here, it doesn't say it's this one, Yisro. But it tells us, Aaron and Yosef, do you know what Chazal tell us about Yochanan Kohen Gadol? That he was Kohen Gadol for 80 years and then he went off the Derech. 80 years. Now, it doesn't say it was Matisyo's father, but his name was Daniel Yochanan Kohen Gadol. The Sif Seichayim assumes as he, that it's this Yochanan Kohen Gadol. 80 years. Now, what do you mean he went off the Derech? The Sif Seichayim says he went off the Derech, that it was his friends who made all the takanas. It was his friends who made the takanas, and he wasn't machshav the chacham enough. They made takanas, and it wasn't machshav the takanas that his friends made up.
What does that mean?
What
does that mean?
If you think about it, did you ever have, Daniel, if you ever have two people become gedolim, a person becomes a gadol, another guy was his classmate, it's hard to take his classmate so seriously. Him? He was my friend. What do you mean? We used to play football together. Okay, but now he's one of the gedolim. Yochanan Kohen Gadol's friends made all the takanas, and he didn't take it seriously, Seichayim says. Said that it led him, he didn't believe in the Chachamim, he didn't listen to the takanas of the Chachamim. It's interesting that Matisyahu, this Chacham, brings ultimately a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, and the belief in the power of the Rabbanan a lot is what Torah could do to a person in this world. Somebody who's living here and can be changed and elevated and make takanas and bring even a skulas hazman in a Chanukah, in a Yom Tov, is Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. It's the tikkun of Yochanan Kohen Gadol who didn't give credence to the words of the Chachamim. It's interesting. I feel like I'm looking at the chevra, and it's not fair. After an hour, we're starting. I don't even have so much time, so we'll pick this up. This thought, I did ask the chevra. I didn't go today to the chevra because the guys told me they weren't ready. If I could ask the chevra that we have another day tomorrow, I ask any single guy here who can prepare something on Chanukah. He'll be prepared. As he maybe prepare something beautiful. Prepare something. You're so articulate. Prepare something beautiful on Chanukah. He's prepared already?
Yeah. I did it yesterday.
That was Reb Ezi Shlita, and this is the other Ezi.
Oh, my bad.
Fantastic. Ezi, you prepared already?
He's like that.
You have something right here and now. I'm not waiting till tomorrow. Come forward.
Let's go!
Yeah. You have something bad-ish right now.
I'm so happy to
say that. You serious?
Yeah.
Thank you. I want to hear it badly. To share with the chevra?
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's go.
I have like two things. Two like small things. I was reading from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was writing a letter to someone who, I think basically what it was is they were going to Europe for Shlichus or something like that. I don't know exactly what the specific case was. And I'm pretty sure he was writing on Hanukkah, which is why he taught him what he could do on his journey from Hanukkah. And he said that like two of the halachas of lighting the menorah, they are, you have to light it in like a dark place where like people could see, right? And the second one is, like we were speaking about today, like that you should add like another candle every day, kind of like the hiddur mitzvah of it. And he said like we could learn like how to like take the light of the Torah into the world with that, which is, one, you have to put it like in a place, you have to do it in a place where like you could see, like you could spread it to people could see, and like specifically like in a dark place, you know. And he was also saying that like you also have to like increase, like always increasing like what you're putting out into the world. And but he also like, he did say, which I thought was like super cool that he said this, is he said like, but first you have to light in your house, like you first have to like take care of like you have to like make sure it's like, he didn't say like this, but this is what I like took from it, is like you have to like make like yourself be able to do that. Like I think Rebbe Fisher says like, if you want to like pour into another cup, your cup can't have any cracks in it, right? So like, yeah, I thought that was super cool.
Beautiful.
And then just another thing, this was my own thought, so take it or leave it. I was thinking, you know, like there's like a whole like famous like theory, like Coca-Cola like made Christmas famous, and like that's why like all the other religions had to make their holiday around that time like bigger, you know, like people think of Jews, they think of like Hanukkah. And I was thinking like that's like so like probably like not true, like it was for sure the other way around, it was for sure like something super holy about this time of year. And even the Goyim knew that. Even they saw, like, yo, like, there's, like, a holiday here. Whether it's, like, they take it as, like, spirituality, festive holiday. Even, like, people who are non-religious still celebrate Christmas, you know? Like, it's so, like, so holy that, like, the whole world could see that, you know? And, like, then I started thinking, like, that doesn't, like, work with, like, the laws of, like, nature and Teva. That, like, something that happened like thousands of years ago could affect today. Like that doesn't like make sense. Like spirituality is ingrained within a certain time of the year. And then I started thinking about Chana and her seven sons, and they were all like ready to die, all Kiddush Hashem. And like I think I've heard that like we all get that from Yitzchak, and like that's kind of like a similar thing. Like that doesn't make sense according to like modern way of thinking, that like what our great-great-great-grandfather did 3,000 years ago affects us. Like, DNA is like, oh, how tall are you going to be? Or what color your eyes are going to be? But, like, no, like, spirituality could be, like, infused within the Teva, whether it's, like, DNA or the time of year or that. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's so Hanukkah-ish. That's unbelievably Hanukkah-ish that there's something deeper and more the spiritual here. That's amazing. Thank you.
Wow.
Why doesn't he speak more often? Has he?
Thank you, Essie Davis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.